The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone, all of you here in person. Delightful to have you, and still feels very special to have people together and meditating. I've been alone here for so long. So thank you for being here, being in practicing in community. And those of you who are on YouTube watching, welcome as well. And you haven't been forgotten, even with people here in the room. And I appreciate seeing the greetings in the chat. And perhaps on YouTube, if you logged on a little bit early, you see the people kind of walking in across past the camera. And hopefully that just makes you kind of delighted to see there's more life here at IMC than there has been. And it feels kind of peaceful in here. And it's a little bit more peaceful for me. I hadn't thought about it before, but it's a little more peaceful having people here to meditate than to have. Some of you, I don't know if you ever saw the shots of the umbrellas, the light umbrellas I have here, and different paraphernalia and stuff. Somehow it feels very nice to be here with all of you. So thank you. So meditation is so many different things for different people. And I certainly don't want to narrow it to any one thing. I think it's many things for each person. Over a lifetime of practice, meditation has different functions, different meanings, different. It expresses different things. It realizes different things. It's a wonderful, varied kind of thing. It doesn't, even though it might look similar, just sitting quietly with the eyes closed, the range of things that it can be about are quite broad and wide and wonderful. So I don't want to narrow it to one thing only, but my feeling a little bit about meditation is I'm associating with being on pilgrimage and a sacred pilgrimage. So in the old days, they would walk in pilgrimages. You can still do that and go to some pilgrimage sites around the world. And Kyushu, the island in Japan, they had pilgrimage routes. And Spain, they have El Camino and different things. And so the place we're walking is in our own body and mind. And sometimes I've thought that the rhythm of the breathing as we breathe is kind of like the rhythm of walking. In the time of the Buddha, that's the only mean of transportation, except for a few very rare kind of wealthy people who had chariots or something. But Buddha walked across the plains of India. At a time where there were no asphalt and no electricity and no cars. And there's something happens in the rhythm of walking, the simplicity, the groundedness of it, that I think connects people to their bodies, connects people to their environment, connects people to the present moment. So for meditation, the rhythm, the walking, the pilgrimage is done with partly the breathing. And just the rhythm and the steadiness. And we're kind of lucky that for most of us, unless you have a pacemaker or something, we're just sitting quietly with the natural material of life that, just like the Buddha did when he sat and closed his eyes, that sitting with the breathing is the same as the Buddha's, the sensations of the body were probably very similar. It's the same pilgrimage route, same sacred ground that we're going through. And that's the same before there was traffic and cars and electricity and the complications of life. So it's a connection to something that's, it's probably the wrong word to use, but it's the word that's kind of in my heart. It's something primordial that we connect to here in this pilgrimage of sitting and being with. the moment. So if that notion is nice for you, you might think of this next sitting as a pilgrimage. If it's not nice for you, then it's more than welcome to just let go of it. So to assume a posture that respects this pilgrimage we're on, respects this entering into a sacred area, sacred ground, entering into the domain of where the Buddha traveled in his meditation. And maybe lower your gaze, relax your focus of your eyes. And if it's comfortable for you, to gently close your eyes. And to establish yourself here in this primordial world of our body and breathing, to be reminded of it. You might take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Deep enough so that it's kind of a conscious engagement with breathing. The exhale long enough that it's conscious engagement with releasing, letting go, settling in. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And part of the art of relaxing at the beginning of meditation is to relax so that the breathing is a little bit more easeful, or that you can connect more to your breathing. And so to relax the muscles of your face. Soften in the shoulders. Especially when relaxing the shoulders, if they relax, kind of relaxing into the chest and the breathing. Relaxing the belly. Not to try too hard at all. Try just lightly. But there is an art to relaxing the belly, both on the inhale and the exhale. The diaphragm does the work, and the belly stays relaxed. Maybe you've entered into some sacred space, special place, and it was natural for your mind to become more calm, more quiet in the stillness, the peacefulness of the place, out of respect for the place. And so to enter into this body of yours here, as the pilgrim land of their pilgrimage, and the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out, is how you walk across this land or through this land. One inhale at a time. One exhale at a time. And perhaps have no more ambition with your breathing than to be present for the next inhale, the current exhale. No need to measure your success by stringing together many breaths in a row in mindfulness. Just be fully present for this step, this breath. Here, quiet. Allowing the breathing to carry you. The breathing to do you, rather than you doing the breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, one of the gifts you can bring to the world is whatever inner peace you have. And if you have no inner peace, one of the gifts you can give the world is the practice you do to find that peace, to connect to it. It's one of the great noble endeavors, is the practice to find that peace. And may we do that not just for our own sake. May we do it to contribute to the welfare and well-being of this world, to help other people be able to find their peace, or to help others feel peaceful, unthreatened, as they go through their life. Peace is a precious commodity. May through this practice that we do, may the goodness of it spread out into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you.